Today, February 11th, is a very special day for us as Catholics. It's the feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes, one of the most beautiful of all of Mary's many apparitions that she has given over the centuries. Over 2 million people each year go to Lourdes for conversion and confession and healing in hopes for spiritual, emotional, and physical healing. My mom and dad actually went there on their honeymoon to Lourdes in 1958. They also went to Dublin, Ireland to spend time with Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, their good friend Frank Duff. And then they went to Lourdes, and what was unique about my mom and dad is that the priest who did their wedding went with them on their honeymoon. For some reason, a lot of couples don't choose to do that anymore. But I remember as a kid, they had brought back Lourdes water, miraculous water, 1958, and it was still fresh. It had never turned, all the different colors that water can sometimes turn if you keep it in the bottle for 40 years. Try put water in the bottle and put it in the top of the closet and look what happens. But Lourdes water remained perfectly pure and uncontaminated for all those years. So many people go to Lourdes in southern France seeking cures. They go pray in the beautiful basilica that is built there. They bathe in the miraculous waters of the baths. They process during the daily Eucharistic processions. Also, they go to the nighttime candlelight processions and they pray the rosary and sing the Lord's Ave. And in fact, they say more people are cured during the Eucharistic processions than even during the bathing in the miraculous waters. Let's take a look for a moment about the apparition. It was a very cold day, February 11th, 1858. Young Bernadette Soubirous, 14 years old, went to gather firewood with her sister and a friend. Bernadette had always been rather sickly from childhood, so she fell behind the other girls. So she came to a stream and was about to cross it when she heard a strong wind. She looked around and saw this ledge of a cliff with a little hole in the cliff, and there was a beautiful young woman, taller than herself, dressed in a white robe with a blue sash across her waist, yellow roses at her feet, and a rosary over her elbow. Bernadette was frightened at first, but then this woman in the cleft of the rock smiled at her and was so gentle and reassuring and assured her there was nothing to fear. So Bernadette, seeing the rosary on Our Lady's elbow, took out her rosary and began to pray the rosary. And the Blessed Mother joined in on the Glory Be. See, the Blessed Mother doesn't say the Hail Mary. She doesn't pray to herself, okay? But she did say the Glory Be. After the rosary ended, Bernadette told the other two girls what she had seen. And at home, her parents questioned her, were very upset with this startling news. But she was permitted to go back again, because she said that this woman asked her to come back. And so on 18 different occasions from February 11th to July 16th, Bernadette would go to the grotto and Mary would reveal her and give her messages. Well, the news of this girl from Lourdes having seen a vision began to spread, and crowds began to form whenever Bernadette was seen to go down to Massabielle at the grotto. And on one occasion, nearly 20,000 people were present, and no one saw or heard anything but Bernadette. So Our Lady told her many things. She assured Bernadette that she would not find happiness in this life, but she would find it in heaven. She was told to do penance and to pray for the conversion of poor sinners. So the message of Lourdes is prayer and penance, and especially to pray the Holy Rosary every day. She was told to tell the priest to have a chapel built on that particular site where processions should be held. Well, Bernadette had been asked by the priest, find out what her name was. When Bernadette asked, the woman said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." And she said it in French. Bernadette had no idea what this meant, but she kept repeating it as she ran back to tell the priest, just so she got it right. And the priest was very impressed, because Bernadette was not very schooled in her religion. She had no idea what the Immaculate Conception was. And yet Our Lady revealed herself as the Immaculate Conception. So the Blessed Virgin told Bernadette to pray for the conversion of sinners, that they will have a change of heart, and that she loved the people dearly, and to reach out and care for the sick and the poor. Well, on February 25th, Our Lady again appeared and told Bernadette to drink from the stream. Bernadette started walking over to the creek, to the river, and Mary said, no, over there. So Bernadette, out of humility and obedience, began to dig and began to, you know, eat the dirt. People began to laugh at her and make fun of her. All of a sudden, the water bubbled up. And even today, 32,000 gallons of water each day come forth from this spring. A week after this happened, a blind man was completely cured when he placed the waters on his eyes. There's been over 5,000 cures at Lourdes, and over 100 of these have been declared miracles by the Medical Examination Board. But Lourdes is called a miracle factory because of all of the cures. Bernadette eventually entered the Sisters of Charity, and she would live a very short life. She would die of tuberculosis at the age of 35. But of course, the Lourdes would become a place of many blessings and cures. All over Europe, people would travel there for healing in mind, body, and soul. People would go to confession, they'd be cured, and it would be a wonderful place of spiritual renewal. So today I would recommend that we have special devotion to our Blessed Virgin Mary, especially under her title, the Immaculate Conception, that you get to read and study the life of Saint Bernadette, this wonderful young saint who died at the age of 33, and try to live that message of Fatima, right? Consecration to Our Lady, prayer and penance, and prayers for those most in need of God's mercy. So we pray today, Saint Bernadette, pray for us. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us.